We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school girls wrestling. One of the most outstanding young wrestlers to enter in as a freshman this year is Macy Rasmussen. She goes to IKM Manning, but wrestles with the combined team at Audubon, and she joins us here on KSOM. And Macy, undefeated so far this year, 18-0. I'd say that's pretty good. How are you feeling about your season so far?
I think it's going pretty well.
Is it as well as you expected, or have you overachieved? Have you exceeded your expectations?
I think coming in as a freshman, I think I probably would have done not as well as I was expecting, but so far, so good.
Yeah. What has it been like adjusting to wrestling at the high school varsity level?
There's a lot of more competition, and a lot of girls are more aggressive and knowledgeable about it.
So how would you describe your wrestling style, what you bring to the table, what your strengths are as a wrestler to meet that aggressiveness that you've seen?
I think I have more experience than a lot, and I mostly try and stay calm during our matches.
So what do you feel like your like techniques on the mat, do you consider yourself aggressive? Do you wait for your opponents to make the first move? Describe a typical match for you and your approach to it.
I think it mostly depends on who I'm wrestling, but I try and like look to see for more opportunities, and I just hit what's there.
What's it been like, you know, going to school at IKM Manning and wrestling at Audubon? How's that been like for you?
It's going pretty good, and I'm glad that I get the opportunity to wrestle.
Yeah, well, that's the most important thing. What's it like just with your rest of your teammates?
They're very supportive, and they're very hardworking.
What's practice like in the room with you and the camaraderie with the rest of the girls like there?
We're always wrestling different people to get familiar with how other people wrestle in different ways.
Okay. Does it get real competitive in practice sometimes?
Yes, sometimes.
I bet. So what started your interest in wrestling?
Mostly my brother started first, and I always had to be his partner. So then I just started doing it.
How much older is your brother?
We're twins.
Oh, you're twins. Okay. Yep. What's his name?
Jonathan.
Jonathan. Does he wrestle for IKM Manning then?
He wrestles for Audubon.
Oh, he wrestles for Audubon too. Okay.
Yep.
Okay, so all the wrestlers from IKM Manning come over to Audubon then. Okay.
Yep.
All right, that's awesome. How can you explain the relationship between you and your brother?
Just like any other sibling, we fight sometimes and sometimes we get along. Not a lot.
Okay. Is there any wrestling that goes on at home?
Yeah.
Have you broken anything?
No.
All the furniture is intact then?
Yep.
What, do you wrestle in the basement or garage or whatever? Where do you wrestle at?
We used to have our own like wrestling mat in the basement, but then we redid our basement, so now it's mostly just in the living room.
You wrestle right in the living room?
Yep.
Does your mom and dad say, no, not today, kids?
No, not really.
They just let you go?
Yep.
Okay. So how would you describe like a typical match with you and your brother?
When we were little, it was pretty intense, and really it would depend on how the day, who would like beat each other. But now it's mostly him because he's a little bigger, and yeah.
Do Do you think that wrestling your brother has made you better? And if so, in what way?
Yes, it's made me a lot better because I always like want to beat him. And it just gets me more aggressive.
Do you find out that by wrestling your brother, wrestling the guys, it makes it easier because you're going up against girls that maybe not as quite as strong? Do you notice a difference?
Yeah, a lot.
A lot. Okay. So how did he, drag you into wrestling? I mean, he started getting interested in the sport and then you started. I mean, explain how that sort of worked.
Well, he started when he was pretty little and he would always like come home and want to show my parents like what he did in practice. So he would show them on me. And then my dad was like, "You're actually doing pretty good at defending him. Like, you should go out." So then I started doing some camps and went out.
Wow. He was trying to use you as a guinea pig, and you said, no, not so much.
Yep.
That's a great story. So this season, wrestling this year, what was it like when you first started? Was it nervous? Were you confident? How did it feel as the season was beginning?
My first tournament, I was a little nervous, but mostly because I was excited. But now that the season's getting into it, I think I'm more confident going into tournaments.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, the first tournament was the Western Iowa tournament, which you won 6-0 in the finals. It's kind of weird. Out of your 18 matches so far, you've wrestled the same gal from Glenwood 3 times, Adriana Johansson. You beat her all 3 times. What was that like wrestling 3? I mean, they were all close. The second time, I think you got a pin at 5:31, so in the third period. What was that like just wrestling her?
She's a very strong opponent and very aggressive, so it makes me a better wrestler.
What was the last match like where you got, I guess you got an escape with just only a handful of seconds left?
It was kind of stressful, but her coach wanted to give her 1 instead of 2 points, so she would give me an escape instead of a reversal.
Okay, so just explain a little bit about that situation, how that came about, and how you got the escape.
I'm good at hitting a sit out to on a reversal, and her coach knows that. So her opponent kind of like just slowly let me up.
Okay. Cause you were in position to perhaps get the reversal. And instead, they said, no, we don't want to give up the 2. We just want to give up the 1.
Yep.
Okay. All right. I follow you along. What's that feeling like to get like such a dramatic victory like that, 1-0 to win a tournament like that?
It feels good and exciting.
And so what are you expecting? Do you know much about some of your opponents this weekend at the West Central Valley tournament or whatever? I guess you're competing at a different tournament this weekend. What do you got coming up here?
We have a lot of new schools we haven't seen on Saturday, so I'm excited to see what's going to be there.
Okay. And what are your thoughts about state tournament? I'm sure that's got to be in the back of your mind or maybe in the front of your mind. Has that always been the goal for you?
I hope to be lucky enough to qualify.
That's a good way. I think, yeah, what do you need to do between now and the 31st on state qualifying? What do you have to do to get yourself ready for that?
Work hard on my footwork and stay aggressive at practices.
And have you visioned what it would be like for you, to compete at the state tournament and do something special there?
I guess I've thought about it a lot, and I really want to go and do my best and see where I end up.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, certainly it would be a magical end to this season for you. Can you envision, is that something you dreamed about, always dreamed about, is standing on top of that podium?
I think ever since I started, I've always wanted to go to state and win it.
Well, you never know. You might have that opportunity even this year as a freshman. We'll see how it all shakes out. But as you said earlier, you got to get there first and a lot of competition on the way. Macy, it's been great visiting with you, and we hope to see you at state. And best of luck on the road to getting there, and thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
Macy Rasmussen for the Ottoman girls wrestling team with us here on KSOM.